Hey everybody, Coach John here with your daily thought on a Thursday, a Friday Eve, March 21st, 2024. Saw another great picture here, going back to Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill, you definitely want to check out. There's books out there by him. Definitely like a grandfather type figure of personal development and self-improvement. You can find anything on him, right? Anything from him, any connection, you'll see some great teachings there. But this quote he put out: "If you study the lives of those who have done anything constructive, you will find an uncompromising belief in oneself and a refusal to accept defeat." Okay? A lot to unpack in this one here. Study the lives of those who have done anything constructive, anything successful. Right? Anything good, anything that people have done that you might be interested in, right? Of course, there could be some things that people do that maybe you're not interested in, but they're great success principles, right? That anybody could and should take on, right? But definitely those things that people are doing that you are interested in, those are the ones that have fruit on the tree, so to speak. Those are the ones that you want to learn from, that you want to study. And if they're around and you have access to them, reach out, ask them, right? One of the greatest questions that ever was created: how did you get started, right? I'm interested. I saw you, you built this. I saw your comment on this. I saw what you did here. How did you get started? You know, I'm interested in doing blank, right? Whatever that is, right? So studying the lives of other people, studying is a key factor there too. Finding information, finding things that people are doing that are good, that are successful, and realizing that, you know what, I can pick and choose and pull some of those things out for me, right? The uncompromising belief is huge. Uncompromising, right? Not giving up, not quitting, not letting anything get in the way of, not throwing it out, right? Uncompromising belief in oneself and a refusal to accept defeat. I have been working on that, and I bet you, I hope not, I shouldn't say this. I do want to get to a point where this isn't a problem. I don't know if I ever will. You know, my first thought that came to me as I started saying this, nobody's perfect. Nobody's ever going to be perfect, right? But I can definitely, I know I can get to a spot where this isn't a problem anymore. Doesn't mean everything's gonna be easy still, but at the same time, I do want to get to an uncompromising belief in myself and an uncompromising refusal to accept defeat, not give up and not quit, right? Not roll over, not stop doing things that I know I should be doing, right? And every day I know I've been like dancing around this, so to speak, right? There's some good days of getting stuff done. Even today, right, as I'm recording this, there's some other things that I started doing. Just had some breakfast. Some other ideas I want to get done. There's some books staring me in the face right now. I know I need to keep going on some things. But there's also, hey, what happened with, basketball games, NCAA March Madness, right? I want to maybe watch some highlights or something of some of the early games. There's other things I can do. And again, some of those things aren't bad. Right? They're not bad things to check in on what happened with a basketball game or sports story or look at such and such up online and reach out so and so and send them a nice encouraging message. Nothing wrong with that, right? But at the same time, I want to have some things that I know I need to accomplish today and get those done. And so I'm trying to move those things on the front burner, right? Trying to get those things done that I want to get done early so that they're accomplished and not put them off. I'll do that later. I'm famous for that. I'll do that later. Other things get in the way. I get tired, right? I lay down. Something happens with, this or that, and other things get in the way. So I love this reminder from Napoleon Hill, the uncompromising belief. I got to get to that point, the uncompromising, right? Where it's just a habit. It's just a habit of doing the things I know I need to do, getting them done, cross them off the list for today, and then I'll do them again tomorrow, right? Keep doing those success-oriented choices and decisions. And good things are going to come, right? And refusing to accept defeat, refusing to get back up when you get knocked down, still working on that too, right? When I get knocked down, meaning feel kind of down about myself sometimes, as I have here and there in this recovery process, right? Of I know I can't speed things up, I can't speed time up, and I certainly cannot start doing things that I should not be doing, right? Lifting, bending, you know, all the chores around the house that my wife has to do now is on the list of don't do, right, from the doctor, right? You can't do these things. And I used to take care of these things, right? You know, laundry and dishes and taking out the garbage and, you know, cleaning and vacuuming. You know, I used to do those things. Not all the time, but enough to where it's being noticed, right? Especially by my wife, who's got to take on all this stuff, and she's a saint for doing it. But again, this is just a great reminder for me. I hope it is for you too, right? Keep studying the lives, people. Stories are so important. That's why it's important to get your story out there, because you're going to help people, right? The stories, successful people like sharing stories about how they did things to help others, right? You might have some people out there that have made a lot of money, that are very quote unquote successful, or they look the part, but they're jerks, right? They won't help people. They're not looking to, you know, reach out and give advice, right? Leaders, true leaders, help people become better. True leaders help people become leaders that they, if they surpass them, hey, that guy's earning more money than me now. Oh man, good for him or good for her if they do that, right? There's enough for everybody out there. You just keep working on yourself and those things that are important to you and following your heart, but you're also helping other people along the way. That's what we're supposed to do, right? Our lives, I think, this is my opinion, are supposed to enhance others and make others better, make life better, right? Leave this world better, right? And with Napoleon Hill and these little thoughts here, right? If you study the lives of those who have done anything constructive and helping people and making a difference, that's constructive, right? You will find an uncompromising belief in oneself and a refusal to accept defeat. The lessons that people learn and the stories they share, you can learn lessons from them. And then guess what? You do not have to make the same mistakes that they did, right? You're going to make mistakes. They're going to be your own, but you're going to learn from stories and advice and information that people leave for you to make better choices and better decisions. Will it be easier for you than them? Quite possibly, right? Is it going to be easier for someone that you help compared to what you had to go through? Yeah, quite possibly. But that's okay, right? That's okay. Because, hey, you're doing great, right? You're living a great life. You're living what you want to do. And is so-and-so doing that too? And they're making more money if that's the judgment mark, right? Great. Are they good people? Great. You help them, right? It's not about keeping score or worrying about all that. So this is just a real powerful reminder that I stumbled across that I wanted to share with you guys. Hope it helps. Hope these little nuggets help. Just keep sharing them. Keep, you know, liking this show, following, downloading the episode, sharing them with others, right? Keep going back to them if you find you need to, right? You know, listen to them again, because that's what I'm trying to do, is just to help you. And again, every time I remind you, these things I find for me, I need them, right? I'm just sharing them too, because I think there's probably a couple of people that need these reminders as well. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, proud of you. Thank you. Don't take it for granted that you're listening to me and spending your valuable time, you know, following this information and staying connected, right? Even if you're gone a couple of weeks and you're off doing other great things and you come back, hey, I get caught up in Coach Daly's episodes. Fantastic. Love that. So appreciative, right? So appreciative. Right? All right, you guys. Hey, keep smiling. Take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.